Just checking, we're still up there. Let's continue an atmosphere of worship. Holy God, we thank you for your presence here amongst us this morning. For the way we've encountered Jesus and your Spirit in fellowship together, in worship. That we've encountered Jesus in bread and wine and communion, and so come together as your community in this place. So draw closer to us now. Let your presence deepen amongst us and encounter us now in the Word. Bring this Word alive in our lives. Speak to us what we need to hear individually and together as a people. Come and be raised up amongst us. That we may give you the glory that you deserve. And that we may be challenged and changed by your very presence. So come now, for we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Change your position. Not physically move, but move in a spiritual sense. Reposition. Change your position. Just last week, Marek asked us to consider the renewing of our minds. Change the way you think. Now, I'm not easily upset, as you know, and I don't shop easily, but in a mild panic at that moment, because this particular talk was already in a near final draft. I was sent to speak on change your position. So here is Marek speaking on change the way you think. Was my talk about the need to be rewritten? Well, not really. Because it is God speaking to us through the work of the Holy Spirit. He has something to say to us. Change the way you think. Change your position. And it comes from God in that order. Renew your thinking, change your thinking, and in the process of doing that, change your position spiritually. Marek had the intention of challenging us to consider how we step into the vision and the mission of Life Centre. Having spent January looking at and sharing that mission and vision around the church, it was now time, she said, to consider how we may implement these changes, these things, in our lives. How do we turn mission and vision into practical reality? How do we live them out? How does it come alive? And one answer to that was through the renewing of our minds, by changing the way each of us thinks. Because how you think determines how you will respond to the call and the equipping of God in your life. How you think determines how you respond to the call and the equipping of God in your life. Could we have Romans 12, 1 and 2, please? Romans 12, 1 and 2. Marek focused on this passage. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. If we move on to Colossians 3, 1-3a, we find God called to be transformed is also echoed in that same letter to the Colossians. Colossians 3, 1-3a. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And now Colossians passage with its theme of setting hearts and minds on things above. In other words, change the way you think, begins to ask us to change our position, to focus on things above, not on earthly things. It has a very strong challenge to put to death what belongs to your earthly nature. Change the way you think and change your position. I was brought to that change your position train of thought by an aside at a conference I was at a few weeks ago. A speaker was talking about prayer meetings just as an aside, wasn't his main talk. And he spoke briefly as an aside on intercession and on prayer groups. Then he added that our prayers are often too earthbound. That got my attention. He went so far just to provoke us, I think, that in our prayers and in our intercession groups, we are too earthbound and too focused on this earth and too rooted to this earth, too earthbound. He then continued by saying that we spend so much time praying to heaven, interceding that God would move in particular situations, that we often forget the work of the Holy Spirit in repositioning us to declare from the heavenlies into the earth.
Yeah.
So we in our intercessions rarely have ever seen ourselves as already seated in spiritual places. We rarely see ourselves with authority to declare and decree into the earth, into people's lives. So as an aside, the speaker said, it's time to change your position. Time to see things differently. And not just in prayer life, but in all of our Christian life. To see ourselves as we truly are in the Spirit, seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Could be Ephesians 2, 4-10. Ephesians 2, 4-10. This is a passage that the speaker briefly referred to. Ephesians 2, 4-10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace we have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for what else to do. So by faith, we are renewed and repositioned for a purpose, to do the good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do upon the earth, to advance the kingdom, to do the work of God. We are called by faith to make the kingdom of God real in the world around us, in the lives that we encounter day by day. And to do so from that position of God-given authority, in that position of being seated in the heavenlies. Of course, we are a work in progress. And yes, again, it comes by faith and by the renewing of our minds. Once we change the way we think, then we begin to realize the wonder of God's grace towards us in Jesus. And we should want to then share that with others in whatever way we can. We've been given authority to make things happen on the earth through partnership with the Holy Spirit, through obedience to the Word of God and Scripture, and through the leading of Jesus Christ. We have been repositioned. It is God's call and equipping upon us. Yet, too often, we allow ourselves to be constrained and earthbound when it comes to putting faith into action. Not every prayer request needs to be from earth to heaven, but from the heavenlies, with the authority that Christ has shared with us and given us, as a declaration into the earth and into people's lives. What do we mean by being positioned in the heavenlies? Well, we have an example of that week by week in worship. Worship takes us really out of here and into the spiritual realm. Think about worship last week, for example. Many of us were moved and touched by the worship. A good number spoke afterwards in terms of the atmosphere shifting. It was a powerful and moving experience, one that we do encounter week by week. It was here again this morning. In worship, there's a real sense of the presence of God moving in, around, and through us. That's one example, a very good example of allowing the Spirit to reposition us in the heavenlies by faith. We do not move physically, but we certainly move in the Spirit. And it's not so gracious of God that such encounters are happening more and more, and more are noticing within the life of our fellowship. That's the consequence of intentional pressing in through worship, through extended worship. Also remember that several weeks back now, Marek asked us to stand to decree and declare blessings over Livingston and the surrounding area. That too is what is meant by being repositioned in the heavenlies and declaring into the earth. That was not a prayer from earth to heaven. That was from the heavenlies into the surrounding area. It was a declaration, a decree. It's declaring God order wherever we go, and even when we do not physically leave the building. It's exercising our God-given, God-enabled authority from that position of being seated with Christ. Holy Communion, which we celebrated this morning, is yet another example of repositioning. When we come by faith to take the bread and wine We are in fellowship with one another and with Jesus Christ. That is communion, community. However, as the Reformed tradition of the Church teaches, Jesus does not physically become present here among us in the bread and wine. Instead, he raises us up to meet him in the heavenly realms. One Reformer called this moment a wonderful exchange in which we reposition by faith in the taking of the bread and of the wine. We are lifted up out of earthbound things into heavenly things. Now, I don't know about you, but for many years that understanding of communion was for me no more than a theory. I could understand it historically why the Reformers came up with that thinking about Holy Communion in a reaction to the teaching of the Church at the time and to the practice of the Church. It is something that our faith teaches us, that there is this wonderful exchange in the bread and the wine by which we are raised up by faith to encounter Christ in the heavenlies. But to me it was only a theory. Even had to write essays on it, I'm still getting flashbacks. Trust me. But Jesus Christ does not come down to us in communion, but wonderfully raises us up to meet with him. Once for me no more than a theory now, a reality every time I take the bread and the wine. Because my mind has been steadily renewed, and I am a work in progress. I've come to experience the reality of being seated in the heavenlies with Jesus. Now it can happen in worship, it can happen in communion, it can happen in scripture reading, in intercession, in prayer times, and in ministry to others. But God is sovereign. He can do what he likes, when he likes, where he likes, for he is over all and in all. And extended worship, as we have, is a means of making space for such an encounter to happen. And consider worship again for a moment. It is often seen by church in general as something which we perform for God, as an onlooker. Yet, as that passage from Ephesians reminds us, God is compelled by love and mercy to draw near us. He wants to be in communion with us. He wants that fellowship. Worship then becomes an interaction, something dynamic, which can relocate us to the heavenlies. Being raised with Jesus Christ into this new life means that we can experience eternity now and in anticipation of our eternal life to come. Of course, none of this is imposed upon us. That's why we need the renewing of our mind. That's why we need faith. It is an act of faith. For the Holy Spirit will never force himself upon us. He invites, he moves among us, he encourages, he brings the scriptures alive to us, but he will never impose himself on us. We have to participate. It's an act of faith. We have to recognize the reality in which we are being called, then make an act of will to participate. Our positioning determines our identity. And if our identity is in Christ, we should then be positioned with Christ. As you're well aware, many Christians live not having positioned themselves fully in the kingdom. They're still in some way living in the world, a foot, if you like, in both camps. However, if that is the way, then the world continues to define them, even though they're people of faith.
Yeah.
And we do feel the tension at times, don't we? When the world is trying to shape us and pull us in particular directions, when the world tries to unsettle us and make us uncertain. If we listen to the Spirit, if we study the Word of God, we find there is another reality, that we are secure in Christ and secure in the Kingdom. We need to live out the teaching of Romans 12 too. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The world is trying to shape us, the media tries to shape us, all sorts of things try to shape us. But the Scripture is clear, do not conform. Why? Because it's Ephesians and Romans and Colossians and many other New Testament Scriptures tell us we are seated with Christ. We have been repositioned. We've been transferred to a new sphere of influence through our faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. This is God's mercy towards us, but He gives us as a gift to us. Come on up, participate, share in the work of the Spirit, share in the work of the Kingdom. We've experienced resurrection symbolically through the water of baptism. Salvation is lived beyond before us. So this new life that we participate in is a gift from God, received by faith. But we have to choose to receive it and move in it and belong in it. And as we receive the gift of life in Christ, we begin this process of changing our thinking and changing how we see ourselves positioned. And as the Ephesians and the Colossian passages and others remind us, this brings us honour, privilege and security in Jesus Christ. So we're not restrained or constrained by fears and vulnerabilities. Not constrained by the things of this world, because we have experienced God's loving kindness and goodness now and every moment of our lives from here into eternity. We have been repositioned. We just need to see ourselves in that way. We have to make a choice to step into that reality. So think on this for a moment. Reflect on this. Picture a church fellowship where people know they're united to Christ. Where people live in union with Him, reflecting His death and resurrection back into the world. A fellowship where people are so aware of the new creation by God and living fruitful, productive lives. Picture of such a fellowship where commitment to the things of God run deep. A church where faith is relational to God and to each other. A fellowship which seeks to engage with the world around it in order to draw others into this new life in Christ. Could that be us? Is that the journey we're on? What if people out with the church experience Christians as those joined to the loving life giver? People saw and experienced grace extended to them from people who themselves experienced the grace of God. What if people saw in this fellowship evidence of the movement from death to life, from disobedience to obedience to God? What if people saw faith worth having? A lot of people saw this just as a natural expression of a life joined to a loving God and the sharing of a faith worth having. What if? Do you and I need to change our position? Amen.
Amen.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going, man. We're going. And we're going to put into practice, so we'll do what we did a few weeks ago. We're going to stand, we're going to face out to the community around us, and in whatever language you choose to use, just declare blessing over Livingston and the surrounding area. So let's, if you're able to, let's just stand and just go forward. Just declare blessing into the community around us. Just declare